This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. Good to have you here. I got a great show for you. I'm telling you, you're going to love this because we're going to nail something that we specifically know we have a problem with in our industry, and that where are we going to find the new specialist technicians to come into the industry? Now, yeah, I get you. You may want to hire somebody who's been around a while, but if we don't plant the seeds and bring in some young people, I think 5 or 10 years down the road, we're going to be hurting puppies because of the entire senior tsunami that's coming on. And this individual who's here, Chris Machado, I'll introduce him. You'll see him in a minute. He has got something. We've talked about it about, 6 months ago, and he continues to drive this entire strategy home. He's doing it. He's working hard, and you may be able to play in his sandbox one day real soon. Hey, look at, if you're on our YouTube channel by any chance, please subscribe. Let me know that you care and value all the content that we have going. And oh, by the way, so that you all know, the app that we have is rocking and rolling. It keeps getting better. We've actually done some upgrades to it, moved a few things around because we've gotten great input from you. Please get involved with the app, Automotive Repair Podcast Network.com. It is an entire focus. All the shows on the network are there. We thank so much to our great partners that we've had for a long time to be on the show. Hey, when customers choose a Napa Auto Care Center, they get more than a repair. They get trust, savings, and peace of mind. Want your shop to stand out? Connect with your local Napa representative and get the conversation started to become a Napa Auto Care Center. Hey, let's face it, your shop management system is the most critical tool in your shop. And Napa Trax will move your shop into the SMS fast lane with on-site training, 6 days a week support, and local representation. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, welcome back. Chris Machado, he's the guy I've been talking about. Hey, Chris.
Carm, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me. Man, I'm excited.
Circle M Tire and Auto and Circle M Truck Repair, Bakersfield, California. And then, of course, X-Gen Academy. Lift that shirt up so we can see it. Look at that. Look at that logo. The X-Gen Academy.
Yes, absolutely.
I got to give you so much credit. The passion that you have for this is like the passion I have for my declaration and this language shift in our industry. And I so respect what you're doing and how you're doing it. I keep thinking, stop me if I'm wrong, that this is so much for young people, but part of it is to change the perception of our industry and get young people dialed in. And Chris has a program called X-Gen Academy. Are you sitting down for this? It's a 16-week course, everyone. And he's getting ready to get his dorms up and running. So, I mean, it gives you a little goosebumps to think about what he's doing. And when he tells you about this, we got to talk about the upside-down funnel. We have to, because I think when you told me about the upside-down funnel, it blew my mind. It hit me that this is what I think is going to be so perfect. So, 16-week program that includes the whole soft skills piece. So I'm going to sit back and we're going to listen to you tell your story.
Awesome, Carm. This is going to be exciting for everybody out in the industry or anybody that's even got a few questions about whether or not they want to enter the industry. But we've got some amazing things at X-Gen Academy. The way the academy goes through the 16 weeks, Carm, is of course, we are delivering theoretical education from three different vehicles, if you would. The students start out in the morning in their desk with a laptop, and they are reviewing what they had studied the night before for homework and or assessing on any new material that we're going to be delivering that day. We like to assess them pre-class, of course, just to kind of see where they are, and then it allows us to articulate appropriately, you know, meeting our objectives while they're in the seat. So thereafter, they are in the seat, and I'm telling you, it's maybe 20 minutes that I've got the students in the seat, or excuse me, that Marcos has the students in the seat. Thereafter their time in the seat, they head over to the VR lab, or what we call virtual reality lab. And that's where they put on their headsets, they've got hand controls, and they're simulating the theoretical education in a real life simulation via virtual reality. So thereafter, let's call it 5 to 7 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, depending on the module that they're in, we're under the goggles, under the VR. They are what we call as filling the gap, Carm. If you can imagine learning in the seat for maybe a year or two, receiving maybe 1 year of bay training per week, and we're doing this for 2 years, we don't necessarily become comfortable with these processes or these tasks and repairs that we're performing. So through this virtual reality simulation, we're filling many gaps. We're crossing bridges. We're also solidifying their nerves. So these kids get nervous. And we've got a generation of youth that are coming through, and they just may not have the experiences that you and I have had through life. So what we've done is delicately, we've understood what it's going to take to educate, to really create this resonating effect through multiple ways of education. And of course, one is the seat. Two is the virtual reality simulations. Immediately thereafter, they head down into the bay and they receive approximately an hour to an hour and a half of bay training per the day. So they learn it in the seat. They virtually simulate it in the lab. They head down to the bay, grab the wrenches, grab the tools that are needed for that task, for that repair, and they dive in. We have 8 students per class so that we can have 2 students per corner of the car. We've noticed is that's definitely not oversaturated, and it almost just was the perfect mark, was 8 students per bay while teaching. Thereafter, their bay training, which is an hour, hour and a half, they're coming back up into class to sit through what we call Reality Hub.
I love Reality Hub as names put together, a place to go to learn about real things going on in life.
And there is so much truth to that, Carm. I'll tell you, man, it is, it's fascinating to really dive down with these kids. And I'm going to call them kids, they're youth. It's really fascinating. And the reason it's fascinating is because all of us, even us adults, Carm, we have experiences in life that we can share with these kids that will really allow these kids a smoother path through life, a smoother path through their career. But more importantly, let's face it, we're going to mentally break down any barrier that they are carrying prior to their entrance to our industry with Reality Hub.
You're not teaching them how to write a checkout maybe and sign their name, are you?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, the core values of Reality Hub, Carm, are communication, ethics, and financial literacy. So we definitely teach them how to have a relationship with money, writing a check, understanding where the accounting number is, where the routing number is. Of course, we're spelling it out for them from the basics on up into investing, whether it be in the stock market or possibly into their first home.
I love the words Reality Hub. I mean, it really... You can't argue what that really means. It's a place to go, like you say, your 3 core values. But I've heard over the years that some of the kids coming out of post-secondary don't have any soft skills going. I do believe that our people in the colleges want to do more about that, but I don't think they've written it in like you have.
And, you know, for whatever reason, it is missing, Carm. And let's not get stuck on the why it's missing. Let's get moving on.
The do,
making a difference, figuring out really how this next generation, what type of cloth are they cut from, Carm? We can sit and make complaints because, listen, they can't communicate. They're stuck on their phones. They play video games too much. They don't want to leave their bedroom. You know, there's so many complaints. And if you would, it's a concern from us parents. And we've almost put ourselves into a state of confusion, when what we have to do is understand what we're complaining about and salute it. We need to bring video games in, virtual reality. We need to deliver education from 3 different platforms, computer, virtual reality, and hands-on bay training. We need to polish these kids for that next step.
Oh, I love that. I love that word. We need to polish them. Your course is 16 weeks. It is an incredibly short time, 4 months. What's the expectation in those 4 months?
At XGen, we have an objective. Our objective is to feed our industry with warm bodies. We are here to open up the appeal, the attraction, the benefits, the opportunities that the automotive industry offers so many people across this nation. And I firmly believe if we just package it and tie a different bow on it, then we can have some great things as industry leaders. And that's what we've done. We want to bring this into all schools, to all, you know, from 16 to 25 in CARM. We want to bring this in and we want to make automotive cool again.
Cool again. I love that. Make it cool again. In fact, I think that was a talking point that you and I, in our discovery call on this, Chris has been on the show before. We've chatted an awful lot. And I love your passion. And when you said to me that one day, we're going to make auto repair cool again, CARM, I got goosebumps. Because, oh my God, what were you talking about the other day? He says, oh my God, Dad had this, you know, 1965, and they're going back to, you know, all the stuff that we had that was fun years ago. Today, it's a computer on wheels. In order to make it continue to run, we can't take a carburetor off and jack it up a little bit like we used to in the old days. And it was fun to be able to work on a vehicle and then go out and head down to the, you know, the local place wherever you hung out. Today, we don't have that. So how do you make that fun again? You make the educational piece of it and you make it, in my mind, the fun side. This is high tech stuff. We have a high tech industry. And so you're here because you're people who want to work on high tech equipment. He says, Maye, you don't want to go to NVIDIA. You want to work on cars. You don't want to go to Elon Musk. You want to work on cars. You can't get any more high tech than a current vehicle today.
That's right, Carm. And, you know, how do we continue to support the need that our industry demands?
Hey, think about your customer's journey. How do they find you, trust you, and continue to come back? With the NAPA Auto Care Program, you can deliver that positive experience every step of the way. It starts with visibility. Customers can find your shop through the NAPA online locator at no cost to you. And thanks to fully integrated national marketing campaigns, NAPA Auto Care shops are showcased as part of America's largest network of parts and care. Whether they're driving by to see your co-branded NAPA Auto Care sign or they hear about you through national advertising, the NAPA name, trusted by over 95% of the motoring public, builds instant confidence. Inside your shop, that trust grows. Using digital vehicle inspection and NAPA service assistant, you can clearly show customers what's wrong with their vehicle through pictures and videos. SmartSign creates an engaging waiting experience, while exclusive consumer offers help save them on services. And when your shop becomes gold certified, customers know they'll receive a consistent top-level experience every time. Customers also gain peace of mind knowing your technicians are ASE certified, trained by NAPA Auto Tech, and backed by the NAPA Auto Care Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty. For an unexpected repair expense, the NAPA credit card helps them get back on the road. And when the repair is complete, their satisfaction is captured through the NAPA CSI survey, turning great service into long-term loyalty. Hey, you want to create this customer journey? Only one way. Connect with your local NAPA representative and get started. Hey, when customers choose a NAPA Auto Care Center, they get more than a repair. They get trust, savings, and peace of mind. Want your shop to stand out? Connect with your local NAPA representative and get the conversation started to become a NAPA Auto Care Center. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NAPA Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing tracks to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Tracks always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows.
And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com.
Can you jump into that reverse funnel? Is it the right time to ask that? Because I think our audience is thinking, okay, this is interesting, but how do we get it done? And I love the reverse funnel. When he said to me the reverse funnel, you hit me upside the head. It's genius. Explain it to us.
Of course, Carm. So if you think about a pyramid, all right, at the top of the pyramid, we've got our master technicians. If you think about the physics of a pyramid, try to climb a pyramid. It takes a moment or two to climb the pyramid, of course. It takes time. But it's a step-by-step pyramid, which is excellent. We love the step process, if you would. However, in today's world, with the barriers that we have in front of us as future technicians, it almost is a locked door. So we're going to flip this pyramid into a funnel. And what this funnel is going to do, Carm, it's going to capture the mass. And at the top of this funnel, we're going to have XGen Academy's pathway. It's a 16-week program. The kids are learning from shop safety, vehicle maintenance, basic electrical, into hydraulic and power braking systems, drums, as well, pad brake system. We've got these kids leaving here with a little bit of extra. But ideally, what we're trying to do is get them into this funnel. Make it cool again. Get them into this funnel to where when they leave this first layer, which is our pathway, they're certified ASE technicians. Then we paint that picture for them, Carm.
ASE, what class, what course? ASE what?
So the MLR.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yes. Maintenance and light repair are the tasks and standards that XGen will be fulfilling in the near future for this next generation.
When Chris told me about the reverse funnel, I'll tell the listeners what really hit me hard. When he says, listen, the masters are up on top of a pyramid. And if we turn it around and the master's at the bottom and we fill the funnel on top, it was almost like the effort that you're putting through, the people who are supporting you, pushes this top of the funnel down through great disciplines, good learning, keeping score, and they keep going to the bottom of the funnel. They become more valuable because it's kind of like taking grapes and making wine out of it. You're continuously refining, if you will, down to the bottom point. And the whole concept, if the industry gets behind this, parents get behind this, the weight from on top flushes it to the bottom, to the point where the few exist, where the best are.
Yes, and that's all the information. If we understand generations, we understand baby boomer generations, we understand Gen X, we understand millennials, what we have to do is understand the threat we're against, understand the severity of our challenge, and introduce our industry to the next generation in a different form. And that's really what we want to do, Carm, is get them into the industry. Again, let that funnel suck them right down into really what that's where the riches are, Carm. That's the hybrid, if you would, structure that our industry really has to offer right now is get the youth in front of the knowledge, which is down at the bottom in the master technician. Let them feed off of that master technician and continue to build the industry.
So somebody out in California, which is where you are in Bakersfield, they believe that one of their kids or someone who's listening to this who knows someone else is listening to this. How do they get on board? Is there a website that we should know about? How do we find out all this great stuff?
Of course, Carm. So we've got xgened.com, and that's the letter xgened.com. The application is there. Fill out the application. It's a unique application. It requires a video, of course, and you know, fill that application out with your heart. Really take some time and think about the questions that we're asking you to fulfill before you just lay something out there. Because we're looking for people that are intently driven to become successful.
Chris, what's the tuition?
The tuition is $8,000 for the 16-week program. In the future, CARM, hopefully, ExtraNet will be accredited via state as well federal accreditation, hopefully by 2027. So we're looking to offer some stuff in the future. As I say, you know, there's so many more things to be announced that ExtraNet's going to be offering the next generation.
You're working your butt off on this. I know that you've got some great accreditation coming up, but I'm like you. I wouldn't want to wait for anything. Let's just keep putting people through and seeing what's coming out, you know, as the funnel keeps getting low. You've got an awful lot of support coming from NAPA. I know that. Tell us about it.
Yes, and so fortunate to have the support of GPC, Genuine Part Company, NAPA Auto Parts. The whole crew, of course, has been such a pillar in Circle M's success. And of course, ExtraNet's vision. Fortunately, we've been blessed with Jason Rainey and Matt Crumpton, who have taken their time to come visit ExtraNet Academy and spent the day with us. And really what they received was something that really just resonated with them. And looks like we will be on the front cover of NAPA's Insight Magazine, quarter two of 2026, representing the new age of education.
Damn you. How lucky you can be. You know, I write articles inside that magazine, but I've never been on the cover. I know I'll never be. I know I'll never be. Oh my God. So look, who designed the curriculum? Who's teaching this stuff? You got people inside the shop that are doing this with you?
Of course. The curriculum was designed by Marco Santora and myself. As far as the theoretical education, that was all carved out of the fundamentals of automotive technology. They were aligned with ASE's 150 tasks, as well the 10 standards that they require in any of their schools. So delivered by, and Marcos and I, again, we carved out, CARM, what we thought was necessary to get this next generation into the driver's seat, get them into the funnel. You know, in Reality Hub, that was something near and dear to my heart, CARM, so that's a totally different.
I love Reality Hub, and I'm not stuck on it as a key component of it, but I got to tell you, it was brilliant for you to add that, because we need to produce competent people that can assimilate into life.
That's what we need. We need people that want to work with us, CARM. We need willingness. We need attitude. We need reliance, reliability, if you would. We need those small things that really don't take talent, CARM. So we're here. We're an industry that's searching for talent. It's not what we need, CARM.
So you're working your butt off, not only in the shop. How you doing it? I mean, are you sleeping?
You know, CARM, I've got the rest of my other life to sleep. I sleep a few hours a night, of course. But you know what, CARM, as anybody knows out there in the entrepreneurial world, if you surround yourself with great people, then you become the sum of those great people. And without those people, I really just couldn't do it.
That's a great answer. And I think some personal reflection that people in our industry have by saying, I don't know how he does it. I'm struggling running my own place. He just gave you the secret to it. Do a people assessment that are around you and then do stuff like Chris really drove. What day did you wake up and says, I'm going to do ExtraNet Academy? Where'd it come from?
It was a passion that I've had for years, CARM. And, you know, it kind of faded away. And for some reason, something brought me back into it. I had woke up February 23rd, 2025. And I said, I'm going to build a school, sweetheart. I told my wife, and she looked at me like I was just a little bit crazier than she had already thought. But believe it or not, CARM, with the tools that we have today at our fingertips, I was able to build this in a short period of time, you know, provide just an amazing product to the first class that we graduated. And it's just been amazing to watch these kids transform.
You had mentioned to me, oh my God, can you imagine? I understand apprentice programming. I really do. I just love and understand where we are with colleges today. And they do play a critical role, but this could be a very strong part. You get your ASE certs in there. I believe that a program like this, the 16-week program, could almost be duplicated around the country.
Oh, absolutely. Carm, that's the main goal, is we need to get this out. I mean, if it continues to work as it's worked, we need to get this out to everyone, and they all deserve it. Every community out across our nation deserves this, Carm. This is unique, and I am dead set that it will serve each and every community the same.
Chris, this almost sounds like it's an educational franchise.
Absolutely. I am not going to hold it tight to just Kern County. We want to take this across the nation. Again, with the support that we've got and the visions that we've had, I think we can do it.
Yeah, you got some great support. So some of the grads, have you had a class go through it? And if you have, what are they doing?
Absolutely, Carm. We've had one class come through, first cohort. We've got students. We had four eligible students. So we had a class of eight. Four were eligible. A couple different reasons. However, the four that are eligible, we've got one that started at Circle M as a customer service representative. Then he moved into an apprentice technical specialist position here at Circle M, and that's where he currently sits. We've also got a student that was an alumni. He is in Idaho Falls, Idaho. He's a service advisor. He just was promoted, believe it or not, to full-time service advisor. He's running Sunnyside Automotive. We've also got a gentleman by the name of Christian Ziemer. Christian Ziemer has been employed at a local level. It is Motor City GMC's aftermarket shop. So they lift trucks, 4x4 trucks, and it's called California Truck and Accessories. And Christian is working there at California Truck and Accessories. Absolutely.
I can't help but think that the customer service side, three of your people are doing that. And it is not a bad job to get after the 16-week program. And if they continue to show signs of mechanical competency, would they be asked to go into the bays? Because this is interesting. You're teaching people how to fix cars at a certain particular level, but three of them went in to be in the service advising side.
Well, so what we had, one went into CSR, one went into part-time technician, moved into full-time advising. The third one will be going into a hybrid. Let's call it a Swiss Army knife. So he will be working in the shop, in the bay. He'll also be packaging parts, part returns. He'll be a porter because it's a massive dealership. And then the kid, Noah here, he's in the bay now. We call it an apprentice program, Carm, but I'll tell you right now that Mr. Noah Padilla is working on his own down there at Circle M's bay.
Good for him. Now, how often are you running the 16-week cycle, Chris?
So we run the four-month cycle. We take a two-week break, and we're back in the saddle 2 weeks thereafter, running another four-month cycle. And in the future, Carm, we, of course, want to support an AM as well as a PM class.
Where are you finding the students, Chris?
The students are coming from all over Kern County. We have also partnered with some foster programs that one of my nonprofit agencies work, my nonprofit group works with. We have partnered with them. We've got some local sponsors that help us out with that side of our program. And as far as the other kids, we work with the ROC, Regional Occupational Center of Kern High School District, as well as the CTEC facility. We are partners with them. I've partnered with many Kern County school systems, if you would. And so getting the voice across the community via social media, yeah, we're picking them up.
Okay, so I love what I just heard is you're reaching out in a wide swatch to gain people's appreciation of what you're doing. How hard is it to talk to superintendents, guidance counselors, and parents about our industry?
Today, it's not as difficult as one may think, Carm. It really is accepted. Today, this wave, tidal wave, this blue-collar tidal wave, I really firmly believe it's starting to get talked about much more. You know, I don't want to turn anybody away from that, Carm. I want everybody to know that we need to go talk to these people, and we need to partner with these people so that we can really reach these communities. But the one ticket that we've had here at X-Gen Academy, Carm, is we partnered with the largest social media page in Kern County. We've partnered with the largest radio station who hosts a landing page for X-Gen Academy. And that landing page is a KUZZ radio station, X-Gen Academy Scholarship, sponsored by KUZZ. It's an information page that they host on their KUZZ.com. We've partnered with our local television station, KGET, and KGET has us on their community special segment. They come out and visit with us. So, you know, we've really just tried to stretch our wings in all areas of the community.
I think you bring up some great points that maybe some of us haven't even realized that we should be involved with. Everyone who's in the industry that owns a shop should be as much of an advocate as you are, even though they don't have an X-Gen educational program, but just to involve the motoring public and the professionalism and the need that we have.
It's big. You know, the industry's set quiet and it's time we get out. We're dealing with the second largest investment, if not the first largest investment that most people have acquired through their lives. So we need to understand the importance of this.
Well, look at, you just said we've been quiet. And I think that's a huge takeaway from this episode. First of all, you woke up one day and said to the wife, hey, I'm going to build a school. And then you started to realize the mountain you had to climb, and then you reversed the funnel. I love it. But we've been quiet. And the reason you're on this show is I just want to yell from the top of the mountain that you're doing this, that it's important. And maybe someday there's an X-Gen Academy coming to your town somewhere. And or if not, just start to reach out and stop being quiet. Let's make some noise. What else do you want to tell our listeners that maybe we haven't covered?
To anybody out there that's listening, I think it's our duty as shop owners to recognize from a humble lens what we've been faced with. And I think we need to own it and not just complain, but more importantly, let's do something about it. And let's all be a part of this because I think each and every one of you out there has the potential to make a difference in our industry.
Very powerful words. We've got to own it all over again. And I think we used to, but we let it go because who knows why? I can't even put a button on it, but it doesn't matter. It's in the past. We got to make more noise. We've got to own it now. So look, you got to keep me apprised of X-Gen and what's going on. And I know that you've got so much support from Napa. We're very, very close with the people from Napa. So I'm going to probably keep my ear to the ground on what you're doing. And maybe someday we're going to interview some of your students because I'd love to get their angle on this.
Now you're talking, Carm. It's the students. It's not Chris, the most important component.
Yeah, I know. I know, exactly. And I've done this before. I've interviewed students. And frankly, it ends up becoming such a hoot episode. They're great because they're so naive, you know, and I wanted to do this, but I didn't know how much fun it would be. And what are your plans? What are your goals? Do you love to work with your hands? What did you learn that you never knew? Those are great questions to ask people because it opens our eyes even bigger than this episode is opening our eyes. So find me some students, X-Gen's grads, and we need to do something again. Okay, man?
I look forward to it, Carm. I'm going to bookmark that, of course, as you all know, and I'll be prepared for you.
I know. Never let me forget, my friend. All right, thanks. Chris Mercado, Circle M Tire and Auto, Circle M Truck Repair, Bakersfield, California, and the master behind X-Gen Academy. Thanks for being here, man.
Carm, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.